Alex Mills. I work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to a brand new episode for your soulful journey. One of the many things I have learned on my Rise with Love journey is how I am never alone. And no matter what happens in my life, I know that I have the support, love, and guidance of my team of light. You may refer to them as your spiritual team. And more you rise with love, the more you will discover who makes up your spiritual team. One of the first experiences most of us have with the spirit world, with the universe, with any form of dimension that is beyond this earth, is when we have a loved one transition to the other side. And so, before we start today, as always, I want to start off by saying that there is so much love here for you. And I mean this from myself, the collective consciousness that is also rising with love, and the universe. Today, I am speaking to you from my heart. It is non-scripted, it is raw, it is honest, and it's about my journey as a medium. There have been many things along the way that have shaped my mediumship journey this far. And one of the most fundamental parts of my journey has been to share the unconditional love that is available to all of us. And the way that I chose to do that this lifetime is through mediumship. Now, if you're new to mediumship and you don't know what I'm talking about, I want to just fill in a few of those gaps for you. To me, mediumship is something every single one of us can do. I believe that we are more spirit than we are this physical body. And so mediumship is a natural ability that each and every single one of us has. And somewhere along the way, throughout the ages, we've lost touch with being able to channel as something that is natural and part of our everyday existence. And so I see myself this lifetime as being someone who is bringing mediumship back to what it used to be. And so you'll often see me using the hashtag making mediumship the norm. And my philosophy is that we are bringing mediumship into the everyday home, the everyday hearts, and everyday conversations. Being able to connect to beings that are beyond this earth usually is something that most of us can't really fathom. We have this curiosity, but we also have this voice in our minds that might be telling us that doing this is wrong, right? I'm sure we've all experienced people telling us that we cannot connect to the deceased, that only a special selected few who are ordained in some way can connect to angels and what have you. And so I kind of want to just clarify that I really don't believe that that is true. I believe every single one of us has the ability and knowledge to connect at least to our loved ones in the spirit world. But once you learn how to connect to your loved ones, you can use those skills to connect to whatever realm of the cosmos tickles your fancy. So I want to say mediumship to me is so important. I know that a lot of us, as I've mentioned, start our journey in our spiritual discovery when we have someone we love so much transition to the other side. It opens up something in us, this kind of remembering that maybe there is more to this earthly existence. And grief, in some way, keeps us in this stuck energy of what is really available in terms of being able to connect to, you know, loved ones in the spirit world. And so my work as a medium, I see as making this mediumship the norm, being able to assist people, no longer to stay grief-stricken. For the long periods of time did I see people being affected by grief. A lot of the time I see my clients who just have no support. And it's not because people don't want to give them the support. It's because people don't know what to do and what to say. And so as we open up these conversations of mediumship, we're going to be able to start helping each other to no longer stay in the sadness and this deep struck grief that is not really assisting us in co-creating our best life. It's not assisting us in rising with love. And it's definitely not assisting the cosmos and all that is out there, especially your loved ones in the spirit world, to carry on with their mission and assisting you with your current life. To me, mediumship is the most powerful force we have in the universe because it is something that every single one of us can do. We can connect to this incredible source of love. Because when your loved ones transition back to the spirit world, they become source energy. They become that pure, unconditional love. And so they're no longer attached to those human emotions. They cannot be angry at you. They cannot miss you. They can't feel guilty. They don't have those emotions. Those are deep, heavy human emotions that we experience as part of the contrast to bring us back to who we truly are, and that is unconditional love. Now, I've been saying for a while that I believe mediumship kind of became something that's a little bit more taboo or something that, you know, was questionable because of how powerful it is. Can you imagine, right, when we open up the doorway to connect to our loved ones in the spirit world and we connect to that infinite stream of love, how much more elevated we feel, how much more empowered we feel, and how much more, in a sense, alive we begin to feel. Because we are reminded that we are not alone, that we are supported and loved and cherished beyond anything that we could potentially comprehend with our human minds. And mediumship, in my eyes, is that absolute doorway of our human potential, our human power. And our loved ones in the spirit world, they continue to have this mission because you don't just stop having your soul's growth because you're no longer in a physical body. You continue to have a purpose and a mission. And in some ways, because mediumship has stopped being something that we've done, we've kind of stopped and we've kind of put on hold the growth that we are able to do as human beings, but also the growth that the universe is able to bring to us. And so over the years, I have seen mediumship being transformed, and it gets me so excited. And I've seen this with my one-on-one clients and through my shows and my course Reunited. People are hungry for these connections. People are longing to have some form of awakening or experience or some kind of confirmation from the other side. And I've seen it time and time again when the spirit world has been able to grow, because I've been doing this for quite some time now. And I think, you know, as people, we've become so much more open. And as we ascend into this new 5D energy, I really believe that the spirit world, your loved ones that are on the other side, are going to play a fundamental part in this shift in consciousness. And so part of what I've been through as a medium has been to, you know, kind of piece this all together. And so in 2013, I was asked by a friend to come and do a live show for a fundraiser. I'd never done a show before, and I was actually petrified because I was like, I don't even know if I can do this. And this stirred an absolute hunger in me after I did that show. And so I decided that I would bring my own shows to my audience. And I called them Whispers from Above. Now, Maybe you're wondering, why do I call it Whispers from Above? Well, I am mostly what I would call clairaudient. Now, we have different senses, and so you might have heard people being referred to as clairvoyants. Now, we have five major different senses we use when we are working with our mediumship ability. And for me, my strongest is clairaudient, which means that I hear thoughts or voices or sounds in my mind. Now, that is something that maybe you've experienced. And so for me, it's kind of like little whispers in my mind. And of course, they are coming from the beyond. So it kind of made sense to me to call my shows Whispers from Above. And I have done, I can't even name how many shows I've done. And every time that I do a show, I am just reminded of how incredible your loved ones in the spirit world are. The energy that we are able to experience when we gather together in a room is so amplified. And I love seeing my audience's reactions and, whether it's them receiving a message or whether they're like feeling the energy from someone else's message. And I also bring in what I call spirit hugs. And spirit hugs is what we call as part of physical mediumship. And it's giving your loved ones the opportunity to use the medium to transfer their energy so that you can experience that too. And I've done many spirit hugs now, and every single one of them has been unique and so on point to that particular loved one in spirit. And I love that my audience gets to not only see that, but they also feel the energy. So we know that there's definitely a change, that we are able to tap in to this incredible source of healing and this incredible source of comfort and support that is our loved ones in the spirit world. And I know that I personally love being able to feel the love of my loved ones on the other side. I've talked previously about how my mediumship journey started when I was about 11 and my uncle Alan was murdered by Somalian pirates. And so this helps me to feel him around me. This helps me to just know that even though I was only 11 when he transitioned, he's never left me. He's here. He's guiding me. He's the reason that I do the work that I do. And so I have also been very fortunate to connect with people all around the world with mediumship in bringing my online shows. And I love the online shows because they are very different to a live event in the sense that you're in the comfort of your own home. You can literally be in your pajamas. It's a lot more relaxed, and I find that the energy of the spirit world is really different because I guess we're in the comfort of our own home and there's, you're maybe a little bit more open. And so the online shows are just phenomenal. I love them. And I hope that you get the opportunity to attend one of the Whispers from Above online shows because they are just so much fun. And I think, when we do mediumship, a lot of the time we think it's going to be really sad and it's going to be really heavy. And yeah, sometimes it is. Some connections are very moving because of the circumstances and the messages and all of that kind of stuff. But to me, mediumship is a beautiful gift. It is an opportunity to grow as human beings. And I want to bring in that love that comes with that. And love is beautiful. Love is joy. Love is abundance. Love is appreciation. And so we have a great time when we do these shows. And now I'm so excited to announce that I have created my own set of Whispers from Above cards. And these cards have been created from my decade of experience as a medium and the messages that I've heard kind of over and over again, and especially at my shows, and also influenced by some one-on-one clients. And I kind of just wanted something that would help in assisting us in making mediumship the norm. because as we're starting off, and to be honest, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm still finding myself going, oh, do they have a message for me? And so these cards are 52 beautiful messages that you can use to see what your loved one's message is for you. And it's going to help to create those conversations so that, you know, when you have a loved one transition, there's not that awkwardness anymore. There's not that feeling of making your loved one that's in the spirit world the white elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about, because we need to talk about it. We need to talk about the sadness that we were experiencing. Or actually, maybe you feel liberated because your loved one was suffering so much that them being in the spirit world is freeing for everybody. You know, there is no right or wrong in our grief journey, but every single one of us does go through grief. Every single one of us will go through missing somebody that is no longer in their physical bodies. And using these cards is going to be such a wonderful way for people to receive these messages, to feel that connection. And I always say, when you develop your mediumship ability, you are able to transmute that to any form of law of attraction. Like I said, you can connect to angels, you can connect to anything, really. I kind of recommend that you stick to things that are of the light, but hey, it's your journey. And I know that the more you rise with love, the more you can experience this phenomenal opportunity that our loved ones give us in seeing that love is eternal, that love is multidimensional, that love is something that is able to be experienced on all the realms that exist in the universe. Isn't that amazing? And I think, you know, for me, having been a medium for nearly a decade and seeing the shift in consciousness with my clients and just people in general, I'm excited for what is to come. And I know that every single person that attends one of my shows, whether it be live or virtual, who uses the Whispers from Above cards, who joins me on my Mediumship Thursday lives, you know, whatever it is, or whether you have a personal reading, that we are truly making a difference because your loved ones want to be with you. They are with you, regardless whether you want them there or not. They are with you and they want to continue to support you. But right now, their mission is to help elevate the planet to be in alignment with more love. And so every connection that you have with your loved ones brings in that love to Earth. And right now, we need a lot of love. We need a lot of love anytime, anyway. But in order for us to really anchor in that 5D consciousness that is being brought to the planet, that consciousness of oneness, of compassion, of freedom, of creativity, of absolute interconnected love, right? Then this is the time to give your loved ones that opportunity. And so I hope that in some ways you will join in the Whispers from Above journey, that you will be inspired from your connections to your loved ones in spirit, that you will really engage with them and that you will ask for signs, or that you will, you know, just talk to them and let them be a part of your life. I love teaching this as well. So if it ever calls to you and you feel like it's your time to really develop your mediumship, then my Reunited program is something that I'm absolutely so proud of. And it's because it's the full journey from understanding grief to connecting to your loved ones in spirit. And I've seen my students time and time again just blossom. And it's wonderful because your loved ones get to be part of the journey as well. And I say that with your loved ones in spirit get to be part of the journey as well, because they're learning, you know, it's everyone's learning how to communicate with each other. So I hope that on your Rise with Love journey, you understand that you have this incredible team of light and that your loved ones in the spirit world are part of that team. They play a fundamental role. They are here to amplify the love that is in your heart, to remind you of your truth, to remind you of your worth, to remind you of this earthly existence that is a huge privilege, and to make the most out of everything for you to live a life that is in soulful alignment to your purpose, to that divine love, and to creation, because we have come here to create opportunities for more love to be experienced. And I just hope you look out for that sign, whether it be a rainbow. I always say double rainbows are pretty cool. Or whether it be a feather on the ground, whether it be a song that comes on while you're driving your car, acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you have received the sign, and see your relationships with your loved ones just blossom and blossom and blossom. And thank you for being on this journey with me, you know, as we bring the whispers from above all around the world through the shows, through the cards, and we bring mediumship into the everyday home, the everyday hearts and everyday conversations, as we make mediumship the norm. That's what it's about. So let's rise with love. Let's rise with love with our loved ones in the spirit world. And as always, thank you for joining me. It's always the most absolute honor for me to get this time with you. If you want to have your own reading, attend one of my shows, see if I have another round of Reunited open, or purchase your Whispers from Above cards, then head over to my website, www.melissamills.co.nz. And of course, right, I look forward to seeing what unfolds for you and these incredible connections that you form with your loved ones. So let me know. I love receiving your messages, and especially if you've got any photos of signs, send them to me. I would love to see them. And if you're using your Whispers from Above cards, take some photos, tag me in with the hashtag Whispers from Above cards. And here is to us, here is to the spirit world, and this incredible opportunity that we have to experience love. And so with that, everybody, peace, love, and blessings, Melissa.